Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. We are back in the saddle in the state of Minnesota. Yes, we had snow again last night. We left 95 degree weather on the East Coast. We were in D.C., Jamestown, Yorktown, and Williamsburg, and on the way back it reached 95 degrees, and then when we got home, that night was actually less than two hour flight back home. It was 35 degrees. So, and I got to tell you, friends, that was the quickest 5 days of my life. And I'm going to be getting to that in just a little bit here, because what we're going to be talking about is they were a different breed of men. It's not at all what you see it in the church in America today. And I'm talking about 99.5% have no clue as to where they came from. And when I look at guys like Patrick Henry or George Washington, the John Adams, the list goes on, James Otis, I'm thinking of Samuel Adams, and again, the list goes on, folks. These were a different breed of men. They were the cream of the crop. They were exceptional men. Not only were they very wise men, but they were also godly men every step of the way. And I'm going to do my best to show you the difference between then, folks, because the Bible does tell us in Jeremiah 6:16 that we're supposed to go back to the old paths. We're not supposed to be given to the new, right? We're supposed to go back to the old paths. And when we go back to the old paths, I want to show you the contrast between then and now, folks, because they're not even close. Not even close in any sense of the word. Matter of fact, a prime example of doing and explaining just that to you, if you're on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, do subscribe. Go to the top of that page, SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to the Rumble feed and or beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com. You're going to see a picture of what you see in the modern day church, and it's a prime example of what I'm talking about of the men of the past and the men of the present. This is the stuff that you see today. It's a picture of two little sheep, friends. Two little sheep. I think one of them may be a goat, but they're cuddled up together. And here's the post by the modern day man, or the biblically illiterate, because really that's what they are. You can call them what you want to call them, friends. I'm not saying that in a demeaning way or a demeaning fashion. No, they've done that all by themselves. And this is what they've taken on. They've taken on the Word of God with a different spirit. And it's a different gospel, it's a different word when it comes to the Word of God, folks, on so many different levels. And this is, again, a prime example of what I'm talking about right now. It shows a picture of a little sheep, and it may be a little goat, it may be two little sheeps, right? And it says, the Lord will fight for you, you need only to be still. I mean, let's pull that way out of context and understanding that Moses and Aaron were leading the children of Israel out from Pharaoh and his bondage after Moses and Exodus 5 was commanded by God to go tell Pharaoh to let my people go. The judgments of God fell upon not the children of Israel. I was going to say the children of Pharaoh, but Pharaoh and his armies and his people. The judgments fell upon them. In the process, the Lord says, take the blood of the lamb, put it on the lintel of the door, and I'm going to deliver you as I continuously bring judgments upon their head. They were let go, folks, and the Lord told them how to do it and where to go. And the Bible also tells us that they didn't go out the easy way, which only took them 14 days. It says that he led them in the way of war. And what was the reason that the Lord led them in the way of war? That they might learn the ways of the Lord. It was foreign to the children of Israel, right? This is a way of freedom. And what did he do? He tied them to the Ten Commandments. Exodus 20, Mount Sinai. Right? That was the first thing he did. And he said, this is how you're going to remain free when you uphold those laws. And I'm not talking about ceremonial law. I'm talking about moral law. Again, read Matthew 5:17 when you get a moment. If you want an Old Testament reference, go to Isaiah 42:21. And folks, then when they were on the way out, just keep in mind, Pharaoh came back after them again. And then the Lord told Moses, be still and know that I'm God. What did the Lord do? He brought judgment upon the heads of what? Pharaoh and his armies. He brought judgment upon them once again. Now, I want you to make clear as to how far out of context this is, okay? The Lord will fight for you, yes, indeed, but keep in mind, they were already in the warfare as they were being led of the Spirit out into the wilderness so that they might inherit the promised land. And every step of the way, it was a warfare, and it was a battle to take possession of what the Lord was willing to give them through the good fight of faith. Okay? Of course, this has nothing to do with it. And this lines up perfectly as to what we're dealing with when it is the men of the old compared to the men of new concerning our forefathers and what you call great men today. I don't know how you're coming up with that, but many people think that their favorite personalities or their favorite politicians or their favorite famous preacher that's on television who's nothing more or less than a hireling, John 10:12, seems to be the one that they're going to follow out. Where there is no warfare, the Bible is clear. They're enemies of the cross of Christ. And this post right here showing you just that. How do you put up a post like this, friends? The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still with two little sheep. Didn't Benjamin Franklin tell us, if you make yourself sheep, the wolves will devour? Yes, exactly. And the Lord did metaphorically call his children of Israel, and I'm talking about his children today, sheep. We know the voice of the good shepherd. But didn't he teach us the way of the cross? Yes, he did on so many different levels. I want you to put this in contrast to what I'm about ready to say. When I read Joshua 1:7, only be thou strong and very courageous, thou mayest observe to do according to all of my law, which Moses my servant commanded thee, turn not from the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Then when you go to verse 9, have I not commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Now wasn't that in a time where the Lord was leading them in to the battle? Not away from the battle. They were being led of the Spirit, Romans 8:14, to the battle, not from the battle, right? But again, what do we see, folks? This kind of stuff. I seen another post where it said, you know what, take it easy. There's another lack of understanding of what the Word of God says when they said, take it easy on their post. And I posted on there, that is the furthest thing from the Scriptures. It says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge Him. Okay? In all your ways acknowledge Him. See, and that's where most people stop. See, faith without works is dead, right? And I'm thinking of James 2:14 through 26. Read that. But again, folks, I want to come back on the other side because when I look at Scripture and I look at posts like this, there's a real contrast here. A lot of conjecture. Be sober. Be vigilant because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And then I think of the armor of God. What is that for? We'll get right back to this. Sons of Liberty. Radio.com, Sons of Liberty
Media.com. This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theForgeNews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again, to the Sons of Liberty, if you want to call in, you can. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. Folks, we're going to be getting up into this message in just a moment here. They were a different breed of men, on so many different levels. It's embarrassing. As a matter of fact, I was just looking up Roger Sherman, who was a signer of the Declaration and an architect of the Declaration of Independence, when he said, "Sad will be the day when the American people forget their traditions and their history and no longer remember that the country that they love, the institutions they cherish, and the freedom that they hope to preserve were born from the throes of armed resistance to tyranny and nursed in the rugged arms of fearless men." Now what do we see? We see posts like this: "The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still," with two little lambs on their posts, friends. And this is exactly, they live their own lives, right? They're a part of the world system. They got one foot in the church, one foot outside. And Jesus said, "I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth." Revelations chapter 3. And yet they continuously feed on this gospel where they created a Jesus that suits their sin. And that Jesus doesn't exist, friends. Read the second commandment: "Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor bow down unto it." Okay? And that's exactly what they've done. They've created a gospel and a Jesus that looks just like them. But me being a faithful witness, Proverbs 27 verse 5, I want to let you know, folks, that Jesus does not exist. Okay? This does not exist in any sense of the word. We are called to a warfare, and it's exactly what we're called to. When we look at 1 Peter 5:8, it says, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour." Now listen, that's not to push fear. No, because the Bible says, "Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion." Listen, my big brother is the lion of the tribe of Judah. Satan always does his best to mock, but what he does is pushes fear, not the fear of God, but the fear of him, and the fear of consequence, and the fear of man, which brings a snare, okay? And that's exactly what this stuff does right here, and it teaches the people to just sit back, do nothing. God's going to take care of it. No matter what happens, he's in control. That's absolutely true, but I'm also here to remind you that Scripture tells us that we are to be sober, okay? We are to be vigilant, painstakingly, okay? Just like our forefathers told us, friends, okay? Because the enemy seeks whom he may devour. We don't sit down and do nothing in the face of our adversaries. That's not the message in Scripture in any sense of the word. When we go to Ephesians 6, what does it say? "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord," not outside the Lord, in the Lord and in the power of his might. Where is that found? In Christ. "Because we put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Therefore, for in Christ, we're in that power in the might of the Lord. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." Why is he talking about armor? Because this is a militant walk, friends. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Yes. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace," right? We're living in a society today throughout the United States of America, from coast to coast, from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. We are living in a false peace, friends. And what we're doing is inviting the enemy into our territory to dispossess us, rather than us standing up in Christ and dispossessing and reclaiming that which rightfully belongs to us. Okay? And then he says, "And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and praying always in all prayer and supplication in the Spirit." We're not supposed to lay down and do nothing. I'm absolutely embarrassed for what people call Christianity today. It's a lack thereof on so many different levels. I want you to remember that Jesus, I was talking to my kids about this yesterday, but we were talking about the just living by faith. Well, that's not a man humanistic faith. That is the faith of the Son of God. Who has that? "I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ that liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live in by the faith of the Son of God, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, Jesus Christ," Hebrews 12:2. And if I'm living by his faith, what is he leading me to? Remember what Jesus said to Peter in John 21. He said, "When you were young, you went whithersoever you wanted to go, but now that you're old, another will gird you and take you," King James Version, "whithersoever you don't want to go." Christians do not run from the fight. They're led to the fight. Period. Okay? Titus 2:14 tells us what? Well, when I read it, it tells me who gave himself for us, the cross, that he might redeem us through his blood from all iniquity, lawlessness, and purify unto himself a peculiar people, what? Zealous of good works. What is the justification of faith? Works, folks. Works. I know the church doesn't like to hear it, but you know what? What they do like to resort to is Ephesians 2, and I'm going to go there for you real quick, and I want to put it into context because people don't realize what it says in context. When you go to Ephesians 2, the first thing it says, first scripture, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in sins." Who were dead? Those that have repented and those that have taken their cross and they follow the Christ. Okay? those that were dead in trespasses and sins, going down to verse 8, for by grace the power to restrain from sin, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound, right? For by grace are you saved through that faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast, hang on, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Bradley, there's a conjecture there. No, there isn't. No, there isn't. I can't do it to make myself saved. The Holy Ghost does that through regeneration and the renewing as I obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. Go to Titus 3:5. Go to Romans 6, and you'll find that we obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. Okay, we obey under righteousness, a work of the Holy Ghost, and he works in us holiness. Be holy as I am holy. And what is the mother of holiness? Gratitude. Because we're so thankful for what Jesus did for us on the cross, guess what? Because we're thankful, we're going to obey him from our hearts. Not because we have to, but because we want to. Because we see what the Father did through the Son. Let me say it this way. What is justification by faith? Works. 1-866-582-9933. I'm just waiting for some individual to call me up and say, wait a second, I didn't know we had to do the works. No, you don't. If, first of all, if you call me with that attitude, I can tell you that there's no Spirit of God in your life in any sense of the word. Because you're saved, you do the works. You don't do the works to get saved, but because you are saved, you want to do the works because you want to see him glorified. John 15:8. Read it when you get a moment. Let me give you another one here, friends, really quick. Titus 2:14 again, who gave him might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. If we're saved, folks, how is God glorified? Through our good works. What's missing today? The works. Why? Because they've been told by a bunch of impotent hirelings in the pulpit that just sit back, just like this post right here. Don't worry about it. The Lord will fight for you. You just go live your own little life. You go live your own in your own world that you've created. Serve the devil. Come back every week. Give us our money and everything will be okay. And I'll preach a false gospel out of context to assure you by putting your head on a false pillow of grace that does not exist. That's what's happening in America today on so many different levels. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Maybe I need to do this because I think people may be confused right now. I'm going to go over to James 2, and I want you to hear this really quick, again, in context. And I know those that are not born of the Spirit, I know they hate hearing what I'm telling them right now. Do you know that, as a matter of fact, many churches today have weekend seminaries. They have seminars for people to come in, they'll pack the church and they'll talk, well, if we're saved, do we have to do the works? Why wouldn't you want to do the works? Why wouldn't you want to glorify your Father in heaven? Matthew 5:16 tells us just exactly that, right? And therein lies the problem today. Folks, for the sake of time, go to James 2:14 through 26. 2:14 through 26. As the body is dead without the spirit, so is faith without works. Period. Okay? That's the nutshell of all of it right there for you. We're going to come right back and we're going to get into the topic here. 1-866-582-9933.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Twin bombshells in cable news. First from Fox News, read on the air this morning by anchor Harris Faulkner.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
The Los Angeles Times now reports it may not have been so mutual, as the decision came directly from Rupert Murdoch. Also, CNN anchor Don Lemon says CNN has fired him. Lemon posted on Twitter that nobody at CNN told him directly. CNN says Lemon was offered a chance to meet with management, but decided to tweet instead. State Department's trying to find more Americans who may want to get out of Sudan. The evacuations come in the wake of widespread fighting over control of the country. One person's dead, another in custody after a shooting outside the campus of Rose State College in Oklahoma City. Police call it an isolated incident, but the school did go into lockdown for a time. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I was just saying to my friends on social media platforms, it's absolutely amazing to me how the professors, again, I'm talking about a lack of Christianity here, they're the ones, they're the first ones to say, who are you to judge, right, when you're correcting them, when you're instructing them, and when you're reproving them the way the Bible tells us that all Scripture is given to do just that in 2 Timothy 3:16. Well, I was just talking about the fact that I noticed last week when Charles Stanley died, I think he had a lot of good things to say. I didn't follow him a lot. I didn't see a lot of his stuff, but the stuff that I've seen was what was scripturally sound, okay? I know him very little. I'm not here to say, neither here nor there, as to who he was and the fruit of his congregation. I know that his son is heretical in a lot of ways. Does the apple fall too far from the tree? I know not in that particular situation, but just bringing it to the light, my understanding of who Charlie Stanley was. But what was interesting is I noticed all of his followers were there to say that Charles Stanley is now gone and now he's in heaven. And I'm thinking to myself, wait a second, you that are ushering Charles Stanley into heaven, you're the first ones to tell those that know the Word of God, who are to make distinction between that which is right and that which is wrong, that which is righteous and that which is unrighteous, that which is holy and that which is defiled, Ezekiel 44:23. You are there telling us, when we judge a man that has bad fruit, that the end of sin is death and he's probably going to end up in hell. You're the first ones to say, who are you to judge to say that he is going to hell? Well, let me ask you the same question. Who are you to say that Charles Stanley's in heaven? That's a sense of judgment, and that's all I'm doing is highlighting the hypocrisy here of the professors in the church. And so what I did is I proposed that question online to people just to see what their feedback would be. And, of course, they didn't want to talk about that. And the reason they didn't want to talk about that, friends, is because, once again, they strain at the gnat and they swallow the big, big camel. I'm not saying Charles Stanley's not in heaven. Okay? But I am telling you that we are to judge a man by his fruit. Hey, let me ask you this. Is Adolf Hitler in hell? Is Mao Zedong in hell? Joseph Stalin in hell? Well, the fruit hanging on his corrupt branches tells us everything that he did is he came to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10, just like his father, the devil. And where's the devil? He's in hell. So are we supposed to sit back and say, oh, you know what, that's not for us to decide? Are you kidding me? I mean, there's no winning with these hypocrites, friends. That's the point that I'm trying to make here. And so I just said it just in passing to my friends on social media platforms. And one useful idiot, the first thing he says is, shame on you for judging Charles Stanley. I didn't judge Charles Stanley. I just cleared the air in saying, look at the hypocrisy going on amongst you that don't know the Word of God. You ushered Charles into heaven because you said he was a godly man, and he may have been, right? And he probably was, right? But when I sit there and ask you questions like about an Adolf Hitler or bad men that produce bad fruit, for us to say that the fruit tells us that he's going to hell, I mean, after all, we are fruit inspectors, right? Who are you to judge? Well, who are you to judge to say Mr. Charles Stanley's in heaven? Who are you to tell us that? Who are you to judge? See, you're a hypocrite. And that's the point that I'm trying to make. We're called to be fruit inspectors. And that's what the Word tells us over and over and over again. And I'll tell you what, if we learned that lesson from the Lord Jesus Christ, we wouldn't be in the predicament that we're in today. We wouldn't be praising politicians that are corrupt from the top of their head to the sole of their feet and thinking that they're godly because they call themselves Christians. I am called to judge. That is what we, the church, are called to do. We are called to judge. Hey, folks, we're called to judge angels. And where throughout Scripture did it ever say that we are not to judge in context? Nowhere. Absolutely nowhere in Scripture can you find it. In context. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. This is what I want to do. I want to go over and I want to show you, because I want to speak of the men and how different they were concerning the breed of men. And what I want to do is I want to bring you over to St. John's in Richmond, Virginia. It was the first place we went last week, and we ended up at a church, again, called St. John's, and lo and behold, obviously Patrick Henry was there. It tells us right there on the sign on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, before it's news.com, top left side of the page. It says, here on 23rd March, 1775, Patrick Henry delivered his liberty or death speech, calling for American independence during the Second Virginia Revolutionary Convention that included members as George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Peyton Randolph, Richard Henry Lee, and the list goes on. And while I'm in there, I'm just thinking to myself, oh my goodness. You know what the Tories called our friend Patrick Henry, by the way, who was a son of liberty. You know what they called him? They said that he was committing the act of treason by telling the colonies and highlighting the crimes of the corrupt king across the pond who could not be trusted because he wasn't being ruled by God. And he was telling the colonies the fruit of the king and how corrupt he was from the beginning to the end and the reason for the separation. Much of what went on at St. John's Episcopal Church back in 1775 was that of what took place at Independence Hall concerning our forefathers when the delegates all got together and they began to argue the same exact points. We need the separation. The Lord separated us of 3,000 miles of water. He already showed us through natural law as to the reason for the separation. And then again, he highlighted the crimes and what he was guilty of committing, speaking of the corrupt king. Okay? And when I'm going through all of this, I'm thinking to myself, my gosh, this guy was an exceptional dude. Did you know that John Adams, who was called the Colossus of Independence, the second president of the United States of America, who was very much a prophet, 1 Corinthians 12:28, he said of that, of Patrick Henry, that he was the only other one that understood what was coming our way. It was John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, that said we're going to take a leap in the dark. In other words, we walk by faith and not by sight. He was the one that everybody was opposing on the floor when they were debating the separation and that of the drawing up of the Declaration of Independence. He said of Patrick Henry, he was the only one else that understood. And you know what's interesting? What I found, friends, and I knew it because I can attest to it. I can discern it because we have the gifts of the Spirit in this ministry in 1 Corinthians 12, discerning of spirits, the gift of prophecy, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge. Those are in part the gifts that are given to the church by the Holy Ghost, who has not changed, Malachi 3:6, Hebrews 13:8. It was interesting that they called him at Yorktown, Patrick Henry, the prophet of the movement. He was the prophet of the movement. He was the one that was way ahead of the game concerning what was coming down the road. And at the end of the day, he was exactly right. He was even calling things in right before they happened. So the Lord was using him in a big way in the prophetic, friends, in a big, huge way. We went there, and the first day that we were there, it was interesting because there wasn't it wasn't packed. But there was enough people there to say that there's still a lot of interest concerning what's going on there. And one of the things that I really took away from St. John's Church there in Richmond, Virginia, was I noticed that there was a lot of historians there. There were older people there talking about the heroic actions of Patrick Henry. But I noticed that through and through, I see this in the church, I see this within people that are on the radio today. You know what, there are all these intellectual men that know everything, but they know nothing. And what I'm saying that is I'm not demeaning them by not knowing nothing. But you know what? What I left with, friends, is those men were the men of action. Deeds, not words, was the very slogan that George Washington used. Deeds, not words. Guess what the call was, friends, concerning Patrick Henry and John Adams? Call to arms. They were under attack, and there were still men within the ranks that wanted to grope for the middle way, said John Adams. They didn't want to have to go out there and actually sever ties with the ones that they were enslaved to. Sound familiar, friends? Oh, yeah. It sounds real familiar. Instead of being liberated under God because self-governance was so important during that particular time, that they didn't want anything to do with the tyrant trying to enslave them any further concerning the times. And thank God they did, friends, because 247 years later, here we are to talk about all of that. Okay? I went over to Yorktown. This was awesome this time. And I'm going to pull up a picture of one of these statues that was actually erected, one of these obelisks that was erected to the honor of, you ready for this? of the Christian Majesty, George Washington. And I'm telling you what, folks, if you just go see for yourself what's written on these statues, what's inscripted into these walls throughout public buildings in the United States of America, you're going to find nothing but the Lord's fingerprints at every given turn. And I mean that literally, at every given turn. Okay, so I'm going to show you this on social media platforms right now. This is the statue. This is the obelisk. And on the other side of that, that is where, and thank God the French came to our aid in helping us break the back of Cornwallis, the British, who was trying to bear rule through totalitarian methods on the colonies during that particular time. I want you to remember, all odds were set against our forefathers. All odds were set against our forefathers. There was 3% of the population. There was 13 colonies, and they had 56 signers, and they called upon the Lord, appealed to heaven, and no king but King Jesus, and he answered in this miraculous way where the French came to our aid, where at the end of the day, they broke the back of the British, and Cornwallis surrendered right there on the spot. I'm going to show you some pictures, and if not, I'll go ahead and narrate and do my best. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Sheriff Leaf out of Michigan. I've heard Bradley Dean speak on GCN at rallies on the state capitol lawn, and I read his book on how he left a life of sin and found the glory of God. Bradley's heart belongs to God, and Bradley speaks from the heart. Join me, and let's listen to Bradley Dean together on GCN.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So let's go back to Yorktown. And, by the way, we just had, and this is how brave these people are. I just wanted to share with you. This is what I do here, friends. We're contending for the faith with those that don't have the Spirit. And it's interesting. One just said, who are you to judge, right? And then what they did is they went over to Matthew 7. And if you, by the way, if you put in verse 15 in Matthew 7, beware of the false prophets. Remember, Jesus said, he said, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So the real prophets were the ones that were pointing the finger at those that were guilty, such as yourself. So you took that one out of context. You went to Matthew 7 and you said, judge not that you be not judged, for with what measure you judge, you will be judged, and with what measure you use, it will be measured back to you. And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye? That's right. So when the speck's out of your eye, right, or the board's out of your own eye, then you can take the speck out of your brother's eye. Isn't that what it says in context? Yes. Why? Yes, it does. And doesn't it tell us in Matthew 7:6, give not that which is holy unto the dogs? Are we to judge? Absolutely. Neither cast ye your pearls before swine. Are we to judge? Absolutely. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn and rend you. That's exactly what these people do. They take scripture out of context because they want to create a Jesus that looks just like them. Period. Okay? And I am making reference to the judge's word, and that's what the devil doesn't like, nor does his minions. Just want to keep it clear in scripture, friends. Line upon line, precept upon precept. Let's get back to this. I wanted to read this. This is the obelisk, the statue, right above the river there. And what was interesting during this particular time in this particular place is when you look beyond the statue, what you'll see is the waters behind it where the back of the British were actually broken by the French who came to our aid along with the colonies. Okay, I want you to listen carefully as to what it says on that statue. Listen carefully, friends. By the way, all of you revisionists, 1-866-582-9933. Here it is. This is what it says on this obelisk, okay? It says that the United States in Congress assembled with cause or will cause to be erected at York in Virginia a marble column adorned with emblems of the alliance between the United States and the most Christian majesty, inscribed George General Washington, Commander-in-Chief of the Combat and Combined Forces of America and France, to His Excellency, speaking of a French commander. Then he goes on and says, Auxiliary Troops of the Most Christian Majesty in America, and His Excellency, the Count de Grasse, commanding the chief in the naval army of France in the Chesapeake Bay. And when I'm reading this, folks, because I've seen it at Jamestown, I see it in Massachusetts at the Matrix of Liberty. I see it on the Liberty Bell. I see it above the heads of our fallen. I see the Lord's fingerprints on every single thing our forefathers wore, and how people want to just nitpick at our forefathers. And I'm not putting them on a pedestal. I know who they served. And guess what? Everybody else knows who they served too, because they continuously made reference to their Christian faith. Who was glorified? Christ was. Christ is always glorified. And when you look at our foundations, friends, we can clearly see, again, as to who we are and where it is that we came from. And there is no getting away from who we are. I want to go to the next point, because this was fantastic to me. And I'm talking about over in now Williamsburg, and I'm just giving you a little bit of an overview. Folks, I got to say this while I was at Yorktown, the museum there, I bet I read 98% of all of the posts on the wall, and I watched all the videos. I mean, again, as I said earlier, it was the quickest 5 days ever in all of my life. I was consumed with taking in like a sponge, friends, everything that I could possibly take in concerning our history, who it is that we are, where it is that we came from, so on and so forth. But what I want to do now is I want to show you, there's Jamestown, I'll come back to that later, but what I want to do is I want to go over to Williamsburg, and I kind of highlighted this before on a show in the past concerning earmarks. And I want you to see the picture of this, because it's just crazy. Because when you look at the stocks outside of the courthouse building in Williamsburg there, friends, it was quite telling as to how they would judge. And keep in mind, our forefathers judged according to ecclesiastical law. That's called canon law, common law, the Ten Commandments. And what I wanted to say in here, I just found it here. These are the headstocks at Williamsburg. If you were to go into court and you were to commit the act of perjury, you would lie. It's the ninth commandment, thou shalt not lie, Exodus 20. If you committed the act of perjury, what they would do, friends, is they would take a hot iron with a P on it, and they would brand your hand. And after they branded your hand, that P would never, ever leave your hand. And why was that? Because they wanted the other colonies to know that you could be not trusted in a court of law. They didn't stop there. They also went to bring about earmarks. And this is where this all came from, is right in the middle of the streets of Williamsburg. You will see right outside of the courthouse the headstocks and the legstocks. So if they committed the act of perjury, what they would do, friends, is they would literally take one of their ears after their head and hands were put through the headstocks and the armstocks, and they would take a nail and they would drive it through their right ear. And if it tore off their earlobe, that was totally fine. The historian reenactment historian there told me, unsolicited, they wanted to make sure that people didn't end up in hell. That's why the punishment was so severe when it came to lying. So after their hands was purged, or hand was purged with the P, perjury, they could not be trusted again. After they put their head and their arms in the stocks, what they would do is they would publicly humiliate them with a nail going through their ear for 1 hour. After that one ear was up, folks, they would go to the left ear, and of course there'd be blood running down the stocks. But everybody could see who they were, and they already knew the crime that they committed. There was public humiliation going on with it. And again, why was there earmarks, friends? Because they wanted people to understand that they were not going to tolerate any sense of crime, and especially when it came to those that were committing the act of lying or the crime of lying. And lying is a crime in America, friends, regardless if you want to see it that way. It still is, and it always has been. I wanted to show you, too, over in... when we were in Williamsburg, also to show you how judgment was brought forth. When you look at the jails there, keep in mind there was absolutely no covering for the top of those that were in jail. Why? Because judgment was brought forth within a day to 2 to 3 days. So if they were guilty of a crime, they weren't putting them up with three squares in a building where they're all comfy and cozy. No, that's not at all what they did, friends. What they did is they actually brought them forth to a public jail. It was spelled G-A-O-L. And what would happen, friends, is when they put them in there, these were where they would put them in there if you're on social media platforms. They were little boxes and they were wired up. But it was interesting when you came out, there was no covering there again, because when they brought forth judgment that was not tolerated when it came to crimes, they showed you how severe and how quick they were to judge those that were guilty of the crimes. Why? Because they understood to teach men the fear of the Lord in deterring workers of iniquity, deterring those that were guilty of committing the crime. Read Proverbs 16:6. And again, there was absolutely no ruse. And why? Well, you would say that was cruel and unusual punishment. Wait a second. Who was thrown into the jail in the first place? Those that were guilty of committing a crime. So cruel and unusual punishment was probably acted out by the perpetrators that were thrown into these jails against the innocent. Now, I understand why people get confused today. People get confused today in America is because they have been taught to show more mercy to the guilty rather than the innocent. And this is why America needs to get it right. And this is why we need to go back to the old past and understand who our forefathers were and what it was that they established. If you want to deter crime, our forefathers, who are a different breed of men, they deterred the crime by obeying the Lord and keeping his statutes, period. Period. Okay? And with that, folks, I could tip into some more stuff here, and I'm not going to do that for the sake of time, because I think we're down to literally seconds left on the show here. And again, folks, there was just much to learn. And what we're doing right now, I'm just showing you pictures, but what we're doing, folks, is we're actually gathering all this information and we're compiling it to do a television documentary. Once again, we've done television several times, but we're gearing up to do it again. And then we're going to go back in the fall time, and then what we're going to do is we're going to actually film and then get set and ready for television in action. Hopefully we can go up to the Boston area, Massachusetts. We also want to go to the Matrix of Liberty, the National Monument to our forefathers. Want to go to Philadelphia, Independence Hall, the Liberty Bell, and then the Liberty Walk. And we want to go see the USS Constitution and Bunker Hill. We'll see what happens. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.